We're so glad that you're here at Grace Bible Church today. And in our call to worship, I want to draw your attention to one of the most simple yet profound statements in the New Testament concerning why Jesus came. And it comes from the lips of the Apostle Paul as he was writing to his young protege, Timothy. And he says to him in verse 15, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world," can you finish it? "To save sinners." To save sinners. And then Paul adds this statement, "of whom I am chief." He identifies himself with that title, sinners. Do you realize that in order to become a believer in Jesus Christ, you have to realize you're a sinner? I mean, that's one of the most profound and yet difficult statements of the Scripture. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But Jesus Christ came to save sinners, to deliver, to rescue, to bring them out of their state of sin and make them new creatures in Himself, Christ, that old things might pass away and all things become new. I think that the Apostle Paul, as he wrote this, fully identified with the joy of that statement, Christ Jesus. Think about the names that are used there. Christ, the Messiah, the promised one, the one who would come from heaven. And then Christ Jesus, which is the New Testament word for Joshua in the Old Testament, which means the one who saves, the rescuer. And so combined together, the Messiah who saves. Our salvation is not found in a program. Our salvation is not found in a group of people, in a group of counselors. It's found in one person. And that one person is the one who came, and that is Christ Jesus. And we have a responsibility. We have a responsibility to share with others about this Christ Jesus, the Savior of sinners, the one who came for that purpose. And I hope and pray that in every Christmas card you mail out, every conversation that you have a gospel witness of the fact that Jesus Christ is the Savior of sinners. This week, we packaged up and wrapped our gifts for Berry Hill Manor in our Bible class this week. And I told the students, I said, "Listen, do not close up your box until you have a scripture verse that honors Christ, draws their attention to Christ, and a gospel tract inside there," because we're not just giving them gifts that they can use. We're giving them the gift of Christmas, and that's Jesus Christ. And I pray that our hearts and minds might be attuned to Him today as we've gathered to sing His praises and to exalt Him in the study of His Word.